Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to apologize when you make a mistake. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. It's sort of a tool that will help you solve problems one by one in your marriage if you have any of those kind of recurring problems that keep creeping up. So just visit my website to download it. And on that note of problems that keep creeping up, let's dive in and talk about how to apologize when you make a mistake. Have you ever apologized to your spouse or even someone else for something that you did wrong, a mistake that you made, and you thought that the situation was resolved, but maybe your spouse keeps bringing it up every time they get upset with you about something else? Like somehow this always keeps coming back up. Isn't that frustrating? Have you ever had that happen before? I know that I certainly have. So you think you've apologized, but yet this same offense keeps coming up. So you might wonder, like, why is my husband having such a hard time letting this go? Now, it's possible that it could be that it's really just his responsibility, that he just needs to forgive you and accept the fact that you've apologized and move on and let it go. It could be that it's all his responsibility. But there is another possibility that I want to talk with you about today in case it helps you stop this recurring bringing up of things that might be going wrong, and just so that you can know that there is a certain way to apologize. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There are two authors, Dr. Gary Chapman and Dr. Jennifer Thomas. They wrote a book called The Five Languages of Apology. So yes, they are saying that there are five different ways to apologize. So this is very closely related to the five love languages. These are the five apology languages. So let's talk about these so that we can see how we could apologize better in our lives and prevent miscommunication, prevent people from thinking our apologies are insincere, and just create more peace and happiness in our lives. So the five languages of apology teach there are five different ways to say I'm sorry. Well, the five languages are expressing regret, accepting responsibility, making restitution, genuinely repenting, and requesting forgiveness. So today we're going to take just a quick look at each one of them. I thought we would take a single incident and look at it in five different ways to apologize for it. So let's just say that the incident is that we interrupted our husband in mid-sentence and did not let him finish what he was going to say. Okay, so we're going to look at how we could apologize in each of the five different love languages for that one same offense. So first, let's start with apology language number one. That means saying, I am sorry for the hurt I caused. This is where we express regret. I'm sorry for the hurt I caused. It shows our spouse that we feel badly that what we did hurt them. So an apology for language number one might sound like this. I'm sorry for interrupting you while you were speaking. I should have been more thoughtful. It's just plain and simple, right? Okay. And so if your spouse's love language is number one, he just needs to hear that you are sorry and that you feel badly about it. Plain and simple. Moving on, apology language number two, accepting responsibility. This means saying, I was wrong. There are some people who really need to hear you come right out and admit that you know you were wrong. So an apology for language number two might sound like this. I'm sorry for interrupting you while you were speaking. I should have been more thoughtful. That was wrong of me. Those might be hard words for some of us to say, but if this is your husband's apology language, if he needs to hear you accept responsibility, then those words are going to be very important. So that is just going to make all the difference in his ability to hear you and that your apology is sincere. So that's what you want to work on if that is your husband's apology language. So moving on, apology language number three is making restitution. So making restitution means asking, what can I do to make things right? So if this is your spouse's apology language, he needs you to take action to show him that you are sincere about your apology and that you still care about him. So an apology for language number three might sound like this. I am sorry for interrupting you while you were speaking. I should have been more thoughtful. That was wrong of me. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you? Your spouse might have an idea for what you can do to make it up to him. But if not, here's a little tip. Refer to his love language to know how to repay him. For example, if his love language is gifts, a gift might be a way to show your sincerity. Or if his language is acts of service, there might be a small task that you could do to make it up to him, to show him that you're sincere. So keep that in mind if your spouse's apology language is number three, seeking restitution. Oh, and a little note on that, please do follow through. If you are going to offer restitution, make sure you actually follow through on that, because obviously then your husband wouldn't think that you were serious about your apology. Okay, moving right along. Apology language number four, genuinely repenting. This means saying, I will try not to do it again. So this type of apology language tells your spouse that you realize what you did was hurtful and that you regret it. And most importantly, that you will try to change your behavior. So an apology for language number four might sound like this. I am sorry for interrupting you while you were speaking. I should have been more thoughtful. That was wrong of me. I promise to try not to do that again. And then you would actually want to make a genuine effort to follow through on that and try not to do it again. And so you might need to come up with some tactics or strategies for yourself. If interrupting your husband is something that you struggle with, what could be a tactic or a tool that you can use to try to prevent that in the future? Something like, you know, counting to 10 before you respond to him, or taking a deep breath, things like that. Look for ways that you can try not to do it again, or you try to not put yourself in certain situations maybe that will cause the problem. So that is language number four, and that's letting your husband know that you're going to try not to do it again. So finally, apology language number five, requesting forgiveness. This means asking, will you please forgive me? So if this is your spouse's love language, he literally needs you to ask for forgiveness. He may not hear a full, sincere apology from you unless you ask. An apology for language five might sound like this. I am sorry for interrupting you while you were speaking. I should have been more thoughtful. That was wrong of me. I promise to try not to do that again. Can you forgive me? That's one of the hardest for me to speak personally. It's just, I feel like it's so humbling to actually ask for forgiveness. And you might notice from that apology that I just gave you for apology number five, I actually incorporated all five languages. You don't have to do that, but I find that that gives you a full and complete apology. And so just know that some people only need to hear, I'm sorry. Other people need you to say that you will make it right, and other people need you to ask for forgiveness. And it's kind of freeing once you figure it out, actually, because I feel like it makes apologizing easier when I know what I need to do and what I need to say, and that the person will find it sincere. It just feels like it unlocks something and opens it up and makes it easier to understand. So I guess our task that we need to do is to figure out what is our apology language and what is our spouse's apology language. And that could be a great conversation to have between the two of you so that you each know what your apology languages are and how to apologize to each other in the future. Because, I mean, there's no doubt about it, right? Apologizing is difficult. But if we work at it, we can get better. And as you know, your marriage is one of the most important relationships in your life. And so you spend so much time with your spouse, you are bound to step on each other's toes, make each other angry. And so if you have a way to apologize in a way that you know is going to be meaningful to your spouse, you have a fantastic tool at your disposal for coming back from arguments and disagreements and problems in your marriage. So I really think this work is worth doing, and I hope that you'll look into it a little bit more. You can do that by visiting 5lovelanguages.com to discover your apology language and your spouse's. And it's the number 5lovelanguages.com. And you'll have to search in there on the website for the book to find it, because this is Dr. Gary Chapman's website. He's written a bunch of books. So you can search for it there. And that is the name of the book also, The 5 Languages of Apology. So it would be a fantastic read. It's a great read, just kind of like the regular 5 Love Languages book. He tells a lot of stories, very easy to understand and listen to. And it just makes me think, wouldn't this world be such a better place if all of us knew how to apologize better? I mean, it just seems like we would just be creating so much more peace in the world after we hurt people. And yes, it takes courage to apologize. I know it does, but it feels so good after you do it. It feels so much better. And I really encourage you to do that. So until then, until we all get this apologizing thing down, I am going to sign off for today. Thank you for listening in. And please let me know if you have any specific questions or problems with this. I'd love to talk about it with you. Remember, I have a free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. Don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.